New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and it's time for this week's matchup show for the offense against the Chargers. Looking forward to this game on Monday night. Joining me to do this, as always, is Frazier Tafar. Frazier, how are you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Glad to be back on for the offensive show. Had a really good defensive show going over what Orr is going to do against Greg Roman's quote-unquote vault, and also Ravens front seven versus Chargers O-line and how we can attack that and have a successful day against a above average offensive line.
Be a nice game for the Ravens to do what they did against Pittsburgh last week, hold them to a bunch of field goals in the red zone. The Chargers have been one of the least successful teams in the entire NFL in terms of red zone or goal to go situations. So we talked a little bit about that. And of course, a lot of familiarity between Roman and even a lot of the defenders who are still here on defense. So we covered some of that. Please take a listen on that show. But we'll go ahead and we'll talk about the offense now. Any overarching comments? Any concern over the offense in general after last week?
I think the main thing that concerns me is just the consistency. I'm hoping that we're not waiting until the end of the second quarter to get rolling, and then we get to halftime and now we're cold coming out of the half. I think trying to get the ball rolling early and trying to get some first downs, some rhythm, is definitely something I'm worried about coming into this game, because we cannot fall behind to the Chargers, because they came out to a hot start against Cincinnati. And even though they did let up, still getting out into a good start against a team like this is very important.
It'd be a team you'd really like to win snap count against, especially with the situation of the Ravens defensive line. We won't go into that again. We're talking offense now, but start us off here. What would you like to talk about?
Yep. First matchup I got is Ravens tight ends versus Chargers linebackers and safeties. This is going to be a big matchup. I think we're going to see a lot of Derwin James on Mark Andrews or around Mark Andrews. He's going to be in his faces all day. And it's going to bode a lot of opportunities for Isaiah Likely and Kohler to make an impact, especially Likely. He had some really good plays last week. They popped him open on some scheme plays. He had the very, very unfortunate fumble at the end of the half that was costly for us. I'm hoping that he can bounce off, brush that off, and have a really dominant game, almost like the Chiefs game. And I think he's going to be a crucial part, because the Chargers do match up pretty well on the outside against us. And this is the matchup I think we can exploit over the middle and keep the ball moving.
You know, Derwin James is not having the greatest year this year. He's been okay, but he's definitely not been up to his own standard. 8.6 yards per target and 121 passer rating throwing against him. Wow. So the Ravens tight ends, it's not a terrible matchup for them. It's certainly, you know, one that they can have him. As a unit, the LA coverage is pretty good. But it's definitely not an outstanding coverage team. We've got some other weaknesses too that we won't get into here. But the tight ends in particular, I agree, are a big factor. I think they need to do a couple things well. First of all, is find space and play action quickly. Yes. So some of that you really want to make sure that the you're leaning on the Lamar Henry mesh point to create additional read steps to those linebackers to create overreaction and to get them out of position sometimes, whether it's run, but primarily for play action throws to the tight ends. They're just one of the easy ways you get cheap yards if you're the Ravens.
Yes, I'm hoping they do something exotic with Kolar, because we're able to, it's been a while since we called his name, so it seems like he's due for a big play right now. I think he's definitely someone to watch out for in this tight end room, because a lot of, obviously, we have so many different weapons, we need to find some kind of curveball to throw out these guys.
Yeah, and it should be possible when you have a lot of weapons, right? I mean, the place that Kohler's had, one of them was a little short pass. He went for about 30 yards. It was a level one of three kind of boot.
Naked boot, yep, yeah. Against Dallas.
And then he had another big one that was a run down the seam, but we haven't seen him run down the seam in a while now.
Yeah.
That would be a nice thing to see. A lot of the Ravens plays so far this year have been created by missed tackles. You know, we had an Aguilar had about a 6 plus 50, or maybe it was 3 plus 53 play against Dallas, I think it was.
Yep.
Was it Buffalo?
No, I'm not sure. Dallas.
Okay. So it's right on that right sideline, and that leads into my second point, which is this is a very bad Los Angeles Chargers tackling team. And we don't actually know who running back two is going to be in this game. It's one of the big things that if Justice Hill does not play, it'll really be interesting to see what the texture of workload is for this team. It might be a big game for Keaton Mitchell to get on the field and get a chance to prove himself again. It may be a game where Rasheen Ali sees his first snaps for the Ravens in the backfield. So we'll see if Hill is actually ready to go. It would be nice, obviously, if he was. He's a big receiving threat. He's also in a little bit of a slump, and I wouldn't be too critically worried about him having a week off if it weren't for how much the Ravens will miss his pass blocking. But he's in a little bit slump, both as a receiver and as a runner, and a week off might not be the worst thing here from the standpoint of his own production on a per touch basis. But I'm going to get back to go ahead.
What didn't Keaton Mitchell get injured at the LA game last year?
I don't remember.
I thought it was the LA game.
You're probably right. He's about that time of year. There's about 3 or 4 weeks to go in the season. And that was it was obviously a very costly injury in terms of what the Ravens had going forward.
Only reason why I bring that up, I feel like that's a sense of motivation for Keaton. I think it's like here's my chance to do my wrong rights. And he hasn't really had any action on the offensive side. So
no,
just maybe even 5 carries this game would be a great step forward for him.
Yeah. He's only had one negated carry so far this year. So yep, he hasn't.
On the penalty.
Let me go through the tackles, because Keaton Mitchell could play a big part in this, but they need to create level two opportunities for Henry. That's always true, but they're even magnified in value in a game like this where the Chargers linebackers have a lot of trouble tackling. Both Perryman and Henley are pretty poor tacklers for inside linebackers. They've accumulated big totals on the missed tackle side. Their safeties are good tacklers. So Derwin James is a good tackler, and both of their deep safeties are both pretty solid. Molden in particular is good. But they haven't really done their work against the Henry stiff arm for most of the year so far. So, you know, most of their tackling comes against receivers. And right. So, you know, to see that would be good. And when you look at what are the characteristics that the Ravens need to exploit generally against most teams, they're a very good tackling team who's also, their baseline characteristic is to force tons of missed tackles forced is the statistic. In terms of MTFs, their rushers have 81 missed tackles. The Chargers, also a good running team, have only 45 on the season.
Wow.
Missed tackles forced. Their receivers have 45 this year. The Chargers receivers, now they're probably not as good a receiving team, but they have 24 missed tackles forced on the year. It's a big area to exploit, and I would expect, you know, the ratio between these two potentially to be even better in a matchup between those two teams, where the defenses are also at the extreme ends of the spectrum in terms of being good and bad tackling teams, respectively.
Yes, and I think those statistics speak for themselves, because we do have a lot of people that can make people that miss. You have, obviously, Lamar, Henry, and then you have Zay Flowers, you have the other Zay, Likely, and then you also have Wallace, who's made people miss. You had, like you mentioned, Aguilar, who's made some people miss as well. So it's a handful of people that can make people miss. So when you have that many people in a sample size, you're only destined to be one of the better missed tackle teams in the league. And it's interesting that that fact is true, because a guy like JK seems like he could break tackles on his own, about 20 in a year. So I don't know.
Let me see how he's doing this year, Ball. You go to your next point and I'll bring it up.
Yep. Next point I have is Lamar versus too high coverage. Not discriminated whether it be man or zone. I think if he has the too high look, he needs to make the Chargers pay. The one high seems to have caused this little issue, whether it be robber or cover three. These have caused issue. It gets in the zones.
231. That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context switching that can distract employees and costs your company. Luckily, Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to crank out clear, on-brand emails, documents, messages, and more. In just one click, they can go from blank page to first draft, all without leaving the page they're on. Grammarly has 15 years of experience building effective, secure AI that can be implemented in days with minimal IT overhead. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences, whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise-ready AI.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
We want to play. So cover two is what we want to play for. I think being able to manipulate the safeties with his eyes is going to be key, especially if they want to play zone. Get them looking one way and have the receivers going the other, whether it be a corner route and then a post route over top of it. Just make the safety make a decision and take advantage of it. And I'm same case in man. If they're playing one-on-one, Zay has to win. Bateman has to win. If Johnson's in the game, he has to win. And they need to give windows for Lamar to make these not easy throws, but give him a window to just put it in there.
Yeah, I'm certainly with you on that. And what you're referring to is post-snap reads and how he might exactly. You know, deal with the defense. I think the pre-snap reads have been critical for Lamar this year too. And I want to see him in and out of pass and run plays as necessary in this game. And that as a reaction to what coverage he sees at the snap.
And so also to mention that there was this one play against the Steelers that I don't know if it was a second play called in the huddle, but Lamar changed the whole formation and he sent Talon Wallace in motion and he popped Henry open on that run. It was the one.
The 31-yard run?
31-yard, yeah. I don't know if he audibled out of it, but initially they were in a certain formation and then they shifted out of it. Yeah, that got me excited, because if Lamar's audibling into a run and it pops like that, I don't know what to say at that point, because if he's able to continuously put our guys in good positions like that, it's really going to be really good for this offense moving forward.
We mentioned the absence of Justice Hill in this game. This is a case where Hill's absence undoubtedly is going to mean a heavier workload for Henry. It may mean opportunity for Mitchell, may mean opportunity for Ali, and they should, as soon as the Ravens can shut down Henry for the game, they probably ought to this week. You know, when time allows, because it's a short week, they're working on afterwards to play the Eagles, another very tough opponent. Not even 100% sure that he'll be back for that game. So they're going to want to get turned around pretty quickly. So I think we'll see some from Ali and Mitchell if the Ravens can get a, you know, a lead greater than two touchdowns, let's say, in this game. And it's a little greedy to hope for that on the road, but hey, well, whatever.
We'll see. We've seen crazier on Monday night.
Yeah, you got to have you got to have a Christmas list, and that's certainly there. You've kind of led me into my next item, which is the Ravens versus themselves. Lamar Jackson has been at nothing short of unbelievable on Monday Night Football, and in his life, he's never thrown an interception. He's got, I think, over 20 touchdowns now. But every time I see the graphic, it's updated, and it's not quite up to date. He might have 20 and zero. It might be 21 and zero now. But either way, these are two of the least intercepted teams in the entire league. They're actually 1 and 2 in interception rate against. And additional unforced errors put you in bad situations in short fields. And that's how if you're the Ravens, you can find a way to lose this game. I think the Chargers have other ways they can lose the game in kind of a neutral turnover and penalty script.
Yep.
But the other thing is avoiding penalties. The Ravens have the most penalties and penalty yards in the entire NFL. I'm tired of saying it as much as you're tired of hearing it, I guarantee you. But the Chargers had the fourth fewest penalties and the fewest penalty yards. So it's really bad, and it shows up most in offensive holding calls, where the Ravens have 21, the Chargers only have 9 on the year.
Wow.
So Patrick McCary, I'm looking at you right now more than anybody else in terms of being a guy who needs to improve that situation with fewer holding calls. But it's been one of the bugaboos for the Ravens. It's, yes, they got screwed some, particularly early in the year in terms of calls and what was going on. That's not the problem anymore. Right now, the problem is they have too many flags.
Yeah.
And it's on both sides of the balls. It's some of it's not being good enough. And some of it is, I think, off the offensive line coaching is not at the same level. So whereas I'm happy that they were able to get Warhop at the last moment to step in for Joe D and the tragedy there. They've really lost a lot. Joe D, I think, would have been quick to try and reteach these linemen on when to give up on a run block. You know, if it gets outside the frame, you're much better off just giving up on it. And he, 9 times out of 10, he's not anywhere close to getting to the ball carrier, even when it's on the edge of the play. And then at one time out of 10 that he makes the tackle and you lose 5 yards on the play. So what? You know, that's a bunch of holding calls you avoided in that process. So.
Yep. And the penalties that really bother me is the false starts and the procedure penalties. That's the one I can't handle, because the holdings, obviously, you can't have that. The illegal hands to the face, you can control that at times, but in the heat of the battle, sometimes you slip. You can't really have a control of that. But these things that are almost, it shows that the team's undisciplined. The Steelers versus Washington game 2 weeks ago, when Washington jumped off sides on the fourth down with the game on the line. I mean, when I saw that, I just put my hands in the air. I'm not a Washington fan, but like, just seeing undisciplined football like that irks me to my soul. So right. Go ahead.
You are a Washington fan on that day because they were playing the Steelers.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I'll toss out there that I can't let you say that and not say that the other thing really bothers me more. The post-snap penalties, the declinable fouls, illegal formation, which is a pre-snap foul, but it's declinable. You know, you can take the result of the play instead. Yep. The illegal downfield players, they have got to come up with a system to fix that. That's huge amounts of yardage they've lost with McCary in this last game. That's 49 yards of offense to McCary being illegally downfield.
Got to find a way to do it. Even though we scored, I don't know how much the time would have been a factor getting down there a little quicker, but I don't know.
Yeah. Legitimate point there as well. And the holding penalties, of course, they're bad when they're 10 yards. They're worse when they're declined.
Yes.
Because that means the defense like that result more. And we've got to find a way to kill off the declinable fouls. They're enormously consequential. And I think if I had to point to the single reason, and it's not any one thing, because the defense has a lot of flags. They have flags in the secondary. They have flags from the pass rush doing too many roughing the passers. And they have lots of flags from the offensive line. But if I had to pick the biggest single reason, I'd say a plurality of the blame goes to the offensive line coaching.
And really, I don't remember these many flags in the Ravens in a single year since maybe 2009. I feel like that 2019 had a lot of flags. I don't know. I haven't seen a team be this undisciplined in terms of penalties in a long time.
I just looked at the penalties this week some, but McCary he's at 368% of his career rate of penalties per snap, and he's at it's some absurd amount higher than what John Simpson was last year. I put it out in a tweet. I'll ask people to look for it. And then it compared it to like penalties per snap for Yanda and Grubbs in the past, who were, you know, much better, very rarely penalized players. They didn't have to play a lot of time with an RPO quarterback. I still think the illegal downfield penalties, if you have an RPO offense, your linemen have to be expert, not just okay, not just excusable, none of this crap. They have to be expert at avoiding being illegally downfield. They have to look for cues. They have to know how to align their peripheral vision to see where the quarterback is and when the ball's released.
Yep. They have to learn how to read the body language, make sure like defenders are, if it's a run, they're going to inflict themselves on you if it's a run. And if it's a pass, they're going to step back. So like you said, they have to be really understanding these cues.
All right. Okay. Frazier, always so much fun to do this show with you. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
You guys can reach me at Twitter/X at F_Rave8. That's F_RAVE8.
All right, folks out there, thanks so much for listening. As always, two ways you can help us. If you want to use hashtag film study mailbag, we'll try and get to your questions, even on this show, if you like. If you have a matchups question, use hashtag film study mailbag, and then it'll be clear if it's a matchups question. We'll get to it with Frazier here. But otherwise, thanks very much for being so loyal. If you want to write us a 50-word, 5-star review, always great if you can do that. For Frazier Tapar, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye, and we'll talk to you next week on Matchups.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.